Hello, my name is Ed Frawley, and of course I own Liberg with my wife, Cindy. This is a question that came into the Ask Cindy portal, and you don't have to be a customer of Liberg to ask us a question. But this is about a person that has a small puppy and wants to know what she can do to control this puppy's roughness, aggressive, when it goes to these puppy classes she takes it to. I'll read it to you. Hi, Cindy. First off, thank you for this wonderful service that you and Ed provide. My question is, I have a 16-week-old Australian Shepherd Poodle mix. She plays too hard and approaches other puppies and adult dogs friendly, but then wants to pounce on them and play very rough. Some puppies view her play tactics as aggressive and want nothing to do with her. We have enrolled her in a 6-week puppy class that allows playtime, and the trainer's working very diligently with my puppy. My pup is on leash during playtime, and when he gets too rough, I remove her from the act until she calms down. Is there anything else I can do to help my puppy learn to play more appropriately other than not letting her play at all? She has been corrected by an adult dog. An adult dog growled and air snapped at her until my puppy backed off. I want to do everything I can to prevent my puppy from being seriously attacked by a dog who is not receptive to her play behavior. Okay, it's a good question. And there's these puppy daycare centers everywhere. As a general rule, we would not take our dogs to a puppy daycare center. As a general rule in the past, the only puppies that our puppies played with were littermates. And after they left us, then the exercise and the play that the puppies got came from us. If you have a neutral dog, and this person was very lucky that the dog, the adult dog that was around, growled and air snapped. If you have a neutral dog, it's worth its weight in gold to you. I mean, we do. We have Stella at home, which is our border terrier, who's 14 years old, and she just puts up with everything when we get a new puppy. She wouldn't bite any puppy. She's such an easygoing, beautiful, lovely dog. But it only takes one time for another dog to bite your puppy, and the odds of having a dog aggressive dog for the rest of your life with this puppy are about 90%. Once a dog has been attacked, once a dog has been in a dog fight that it didn't instigate it, that dog's going to be dog aggressive forever. So it's just not a good idea to do this. I will say this, we have doggy daycares and dog parks and puppy classes all in the same category. View them from a distance. Don't ever take your dog into a dog park. A dog park is an accident waiting to happen. If it hasn't happened yet, it's going to happen. And I know that this is an unpopular opinion for other people to have. But the people that have that opinion are not people that have a lot of experience raising puppies or experience in these dog parks. And when people have a puppy like this, that's outgoing, gregarious, wants to play rough, and it would go into these other situations, it's asking to have a problem because it's a dog that other dogs are going to turn on. It's a dog that is going to get bit by an adult dog for doing what it's doing. And then even if you do take your puppy in there, and even if you do have him on a halter and a leash, and you hold the puppy back, a puppy like this, and you restrain it, it's going to overstimulate your puppy, and that overstimulation can turn into aggression. And it doesn't sound like this person has the experience to know how to deal with that, how to redirect it away from that. The way to redirect it away from it is just don't ever take it there. Spend your time building your relationship with your dog at home. And if you do that, and if you do it well, we teach people how to do that in our courses. We've got excellent courses on your puppy 8 weeks to 8 months. We've got an excellent course, a couple of courses we did with a friend of ours, Michael Ellis in California. Go there, do those things, and then you're going to learn from people that have 50 to or more years of experience who have been down the road and have had problems with their dogs and learn from it. Cindy goes on to say here that we want our puppies to look to us to go play with. We want our puppies to look to us for interaction, not every dog and every other puppy that they see. I get many messages daily from people who have created a problem by letting their puppy go up to and interact with lots of different dogs. I want my puppy to be comfortable in the presence of other dogs, but not look to interact with other dogs. So what Cindy's saying here is, we want our dog to be able to walk down the street or walk in our tech park here and walk by somebody else that's walking their dog, both dogs being on leash, and our dogs just ignore them, like they don't even attempt to interact with them because we've never allowed them to interact. And the more experience your puppy has in not being allowed to interact with these other dogs, the more they're going to accept it. And that's an important thing. And then this person wrote back after Cindy was done, and it's a nice comment, I'll read that too. It says, thank you, Cindy, for your response. I will definitely keep my puppy from meeting other dogs in this stage of our puppy's development. That's a perfect answer to this whole thing. I'll go ahead and put some of the videos that we've produced on screen now so you can have the URL to look them up and read about them.